from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya.
Looky here, Ma. It's all clean now. Crystal's Vintage Whitewash has done it again. Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Episode number 115. And now, the man who just wrote the new page for the Oregon Historical Society, here's Brian Michael LePage. Hello and welcome. Happy 2008, everybody. Ego sum Brianis Mika Elis Pagina. We're in the second week after Christmas and our 115th episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, that half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. Some recent news: in approving the new document, Sing to the Lord, Music and Divine Worship, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops is now asking the Vatican for an emendation of the most recent edition of the General Instruction of the Roman Missal with U.S. adaptations. This emendation would concern the entrance and communion antiphons as appointed by the Roman Missal, stating, quote, "Recent research confirmed by unofficial discussions with officials of the Holy See during the past several years has made clear that the antiphons of the Order of Mass were never intended to be sung, but are provided without notation to be recited whenever the Graduale Romanum or another song is not sung. The antiphons of Missale Romanum, which differ substantially from the sung antiphons of the Roman Gradual, were never intended to be sung," unquote. Matter of fact, I'm going to leave a link to that entire PDF file in the show notes. Just the other day, I was browsing through some of the Oregon Historical Society database, oregonsociety.bsu.edu, and it's a really cool database because you can see the listings for churches and the pipe organs that they either have or at one time had. And with each listing, there is a form you can use to update any information on a given organ. Well, I found this entry on one Providence church, a Catholic church, and the only listing in the Oregon Historical Society database for this parish was in Austin that was installed, quote, before 1905, unquote. Using the online update form, I informed the OHS database keeper of the Aeolian Skinner that has been at this particular church since 1969, and included a link to the organ specs as well. I then got a reply from Jim Cook, who runs the database at OHS, with a link to the new page on the Aeolian Skinner organ at this church, and a closing in this email response that says, "I look forward to receiving future contributions from you." On the page, you'll see at the foot of the information, additional notes. Identify through online information from Brian Michael Page. I feel humbled yet honored. I feel like I just made a new page for the OHS.
Yesterday, what did we sing at Mass yesterday?
Well, well, well. Hey, I got to do some substitute work yesterday, and guess where? That same Providence Church with the updated page that we made from the Oregon Historical Society. That church in question, by the way, is Blessed Sacrament. The books in the pew are the 2008 Breaking Bread and the 1984 People's Mass book. We have the music right here, and you'll get to hear the Aeolian Skinner organ. By the way, I didn't pick the music, although some of it I would have picked. The introit for the day, We Three Kings of Orientar, that's a must for any Epiphany Mass, brought to us, of course, by John Henry Hopkins, Jr. The Glorious from Mass of Creation. The psalm, Lord, Every Nation on Earth Will Adore You, and we use the setting from the 1975 People's Mass book by Angelo Della Pica. The Alleluia was the Celtic, and here's our offertory.
Thank you.
And then you go to traditional English carol, the first Noel. So you ever notice being an English carol, it doesn't get spelled N-O-E-L, but N-O-W-E-L-L, the English way. Sung parts of the Liturgy of the Eucharist come from, of course, Mass of Creation. Seems to be the monotony just about almost every parish. Here's our communion hymn. Okay, so that one, of course, What Child Is This? The tune is the well-known English folk song, Greensleeves. Here's our meditation. This is one that's been done pretty much throughout the Christmas season.
Thank you.
Ah, yes. Silent Night, Holy Night. We all know the classic story behind that hymn. And here's the recessional. Another one that I think just about everybody knows. And there you have Joy to the World, adapted by a piece from Handel. Last week, we started our brand spanking new whitelist, and today we're going to continue on it. But first, let's pay our first 2008 visit to the Jungle Screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you, Jungle Screechers. Let's take a look at our feast for the week for the second week after Christmas. And as you see here, this week we have a very dead week. So let's look at what we have anyways. Monday, January 7th, in the extraordinary form,
Feria.
In the ordinary form, optional memorial, St. Raymond of Peñafort. Now, Tuesday the 8th, Wednesday the 9th, and Thursday the 10th. All three of those days, both forms,
Feria.
Friday the 11th, in the extraordinary form, a commemoration, St. Hyginus, and in the ordinary form,
Feria.
Saturday the 12th, both forms,
Feria.
And finally, Sunday the 13th, in both forms, Baptism of Our Lord Jesus Christ, that is the second class, in the extraordinary form, and Feast in the ordinary form. And the reason it falls like this in the extraordinary form as well is because Baptism of the Lord is on a Sunday and on its fixed date of the 13th. Don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great feasts and saints.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. It's the Crystal Painted Anywhere suggestion box.
This Sunday coming up is the Feast of the Baptism of Our Lord Jesus Christ in both forms of the Mass. In the ordinary form, simply by virtue of being the Sunday following Epiphany, and in the extraordinary form, by virtue of falling on the traditional fixed date of January 13th. Now, the introit of the day, Dilexisti justitiam et odisti iniquitatem, propteria unxi te Deus, Deus tuus, oleo laetitiae pre consortibus tuis. The verse to that is Eructavit cor meum verbum bonum, dico ego opera mea regi. You have loved justice and hated iniquity. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your companions. The verse, my heart overflows with a goodly theme. I address my works to the king. Now two options are given for the gradual of the day. First, there's Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel, qui facit mirabilia magna solus a seculo, suscipiant mortes pacem populo tuo, et coles justitia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone accomplishes great wonders from all eternity. Let the mountains receive peace for the people, and the hills justice. Now, this gradual is a couple of selected verses of Psalm 72, or in the Vulgate or Douay Rheims, Psalm 71. The first line, though, would tempt me to refer to the Benedictus as sung by Zechariah upon learning that he was about to become the father of John the Baptist. Many hymnals have at least one hymn based on or translated from the Benedictus of Zechariah. The most common one would be Blessed Be the God of Israel, as translated by the Jesuit James Quinn and set to the tune Forest Green. Many other translations and paraphrases are also available, depending on the worship aid you are using. The second option for the gradual is exactly the same of the antiphon of the introit. The responsorial psalm, if you're using that option, Psalm 29 or 28 in the Vulgate, with the antiphon, the Lord will bless his people with peace. The Alleluia verse, there are a couple of options in the Graduale Romanum. The first one, Benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini, Deus Dominus et illuxit nobis. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The Lord God is our light. Second option, In veni David servum meum, oleo sancto mea unxi eum. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him. And finally, this option from the lectionary for Mass in English, The heavens were open and the voice of the Father thundered. This is my beloved Son, listen to him. The offertory, Benedictus qui veni in nomine Domini, benedictimus vobis de domo Domini, Deus Dominus et illuxit nobis, alleluia, alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord God is our light, alleluia, alleluia. A little extended version of that first Alleluia verse as offered in the Graduale. I didn't mention before, this comes from Psalm 118 or 117 in the Vulgate. The Communion. Omnes qui in Christo baptizati estis, Christus induistis, Alleluia. All of you who have been baptized in Christ have put on Christ, Alleluia. And now some additional hymns, compliments of our good friends at Cantica Nova Publications. Father, Lord of Earth and Heaven, if you are fortunate enough to have the hymnal Hymn, Psalms, and Spiritual Canticles, you'll love this hymn. The most likely tune you'll find is one called Geneva. And for those who are not familiar with it, this is one of those tunes. The first two lines are in F minor, but the last two are in F major. I bind unto myself today, or I clasp unto my heart this day, the lorica or breastplate of St. Patrick. Joy to the world. Now remember, the baptism of the Lord is still within the Christmas season. So yes, this Christmas classic is perfectly appropriate. Songs of thankfulness and praise. Special attention to that second verse. Manifest at Jordan stream, prophet, priest, and king supreme. Using the tune Salzburg. The Lord is King, lift up your voice. Often sung to the tune Deus Tuorum Militum. And finally, when John baptized by Jordan's River, following the gospel of the day quite nicely and sung to the Genevan Psalter tune Rende a Dieu. That's a tune often used with the hymn Father, we thank thee who has planted. Don't forget to check out Cantica Nova's planning pages. They have much more to offer than just hymns. They have excellent choral and organ music as well. Don't touch that mouse. Don't do this at church, this Epiphany.
We three schleps of iron in our, emptying out the entire bar.
And don't forget to take advantage of that lovely Crystals Vintage Anywhere interactive corner on the main page of our website, www.crystalsvintage.com. I thank you for your support. In last week's show, we began a new whitelist series. This time using the GIA hymnal Gather Comprehensive 2nd Edition. This is that brand spanking new GIA hymnal with a maroon cover. Now last week we covered from the beginning of the book up to number 132. Those were the sections of the Liturgy of the Hours, selected psalms, sacramental worship, and Eucharistic exposition and benediction. Now today we're going to look at the Song Ordinary of the Mass. What shall we whitelist today? Well, let's start with, okay, we're in the order of Mass itself, music within the order of Mass. We're going to start with number 154, and that is the two formulae to the dismissal with and without the Alleluias. The one with the Alleluias, of course, is for Easter in the octave. Now we have the composite setting, and we're going to whitelist here everything from 156 to 166 A and B. Okay, 156, the Kyrie, as adapted from the Litany of Saints. We have 157, the Gloria, from Carol Thomas Andrews, from A New Mass for Congregations. 158 is actually two pieces, the Chant Mode 6, Alleluia, and the Frank Schoen, Praise to You, Lord Jesus Christ, King of Endless Glory, for Lent. 159, General Intercessions Response, your basic chant, Lord, hear our prayer. 160, the Standard Preface Dialogue from the Sacramentary. 161, the Sanctus from People's Mass. And this has a fresh new accompaniment by Richard Prue. 162, Memorial Acclamation, the Danish Tone. 163, the Danish Amen. 164, the Sacramentary Chant, Lord's Prayer. 165, the English version of the Agnus Dei, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, adapted from the Agnus Dei from Mass 18. And 166 A and B is the same as 154, the two formulae for the dismissal. Ite Missa Est. And now we have Missa Emmanuel. Three of the four pieces got whitelisted. The Sanctus, the Memorial Acclamation, and the Amen. That's 167 through 169. And then we have here setting two, the Corpus Christi Mass, also from Richard Prue. First of all, Missa Emmanuel. Let me go back to that one for a minute. Missa Emmanuel, by the way, is adapted from Veni, Veni, Emmanuel. Corpus Christi Mass is adapted on the most part from Adoro Te Devote, Chant Mode 5. And again, three of the four pieces of this one got whitelisted, 171 through 173, Sanctus Memorial and Amen. And now we're going to go through setting six, which is 202 to 208, and that one is Community Mass by Richard Prue, and in that one, all of it got whitelisted. And now we can skip over to the loose stuff here. 250, A Gloria by Bob Moore. Very nice. Let's see, number 251, the Gloria from Congregational Mass by John Lee. And this is one I used a lot at Holy Name. It's a very psalm tone, like Gloria, glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. And the people picked that one up quite nice. Okay, and then we have 254, which is the Gloria of the Bells by Alexander Pelequin. 255, Gloria from Mass 8, Gloria in Excelsis Deo. 256, the Melodic Gloria from James Chaponis. 263, Alleluia from Jacques Berthier. This is listed as Alleluia 7. That's the one that comes, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. That one there. 268, Alleluia from Veni Emmanuel. This one adapted by Stephen Pishner. 269, an Alleluia by Howard Hughes. And this one is actually kind of sung in an alternating form. Alleluia, and the people repeat, etc., etc. 270, one I use a lot from Gregory Murray. 274, Lenten Gospel Acclamation from Richard Prue. Glory to you, O Word of God, Lord Jesus Christ. Worship 2 used to have Praise to You, Lord Jesus Christ, set to that same tune. 278, actually has it listed under the General Intercessions, but would work very well as a Kyrie also. This is a Kyrie from Jacques Berthier. Kyrie, Kyrie, eleison. 279, another Kyrie. And this one is a Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. So that's that Kyrie. 293, 294, and 295 are acclamations that were adapted to the early American tune Land of Rest, the Sanctus, the Memorial Acclamation, and Amen. 296 through 298. Mass for Benilde, St. Margaret, as written by Michael Mahler. They have the Sanctus, Acclamation, and Amen, of course. And then we're going to go 306 to 308. Again, same thing, the Sanctus, Memorial, and Amen. From Richard Prue's adaptation of Franz Schubert's Deutsche Messe, or the Mass in F. Well, we have 316, 316A, and 316B. Okay. The Sanctus, the Memorial Acclamation, Mortem Tuum Annuntiamus Domine, and the Amen, all from Jubilate Deo. 317, the Agnus Dei from Holy Cross Mass by David Clark Isle. And last but not least, 320, the Agnus Dei from Mass 18. Next week, we're going to start going through the hymns, and we're going to take on a couple of sections at a time. Here's a nice little epiphany track from Rob Astor. ago, Rob Astor and his rendition of We Three Kings of Orient Are, the classic by John Henry Hopkins Jr. Rob comes courtesy of Podsafe, music.podshow.com, and you can also check out his MySpace. We'll leave the link in the show notes. And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Today's edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is brought to you by the new book, Summorum Pontificum for Episcopal Dummies. Today we have the Follow the Star edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, just right for the Epiphany. And here we go. The Good! Any standard Christmas carol that talks about a following a star, plus the hymns, As With Gladness Men of Old, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise, and What Star Is This with Beam So Bright? The Bad, Starlight, by Ron Ellis. This one can be found in the original three-volume Glory and Praise debacle, I mean hymnal. The Ugly, Starlight, morphing into the opening theme of the Great Space Coaster, or vice versa. Christos Vintage. Don't do this at church. Let us now stand and greet our celebrant. Just a friendly reminder, nominations and voting for the 2008 Bloggers' Choice Awards are underway. Just like last year, Christos Vintage the Blog has been nominated for the Best Religion Blog category. And Christos Vintage Anywhere has been nominated for the Best Podcast category. Links for all of these are in the show notes. And a big thank you for those who took part in the last couple of polls on our message boards over the past week. Also a very big thank you for taking our January vote count into Podcast Alley higher than either of the two previous months. Let's keep this up, shall we? Also a very big thank you to the people who attended Mass this Sunday at Blessed Sacrament for doing something I haven't seen since I left Holy Name in 2003. People actually staying in place until the hymn verse is finished. I was very elated to see this happen. My last two parishes would race the celebrant out to the narthex like there was no tomorrow. So, for all you people at Blessed Sacrament, thank you. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vintage Anywhere or Christos Vintage TV, depending on what mood I'm in. By the way, I'm going to leave you with one of my own little impromptu rip-offs. And this one is from the hymn tune Wir schön leuchtet, which is often used for the hymn Wir schön leuchtet der Morgenstern, or in English, How Brightly Beams the Morning Star. This is the postlude that I played on the Aeolian Skinner organ at Blessed Sacrament Church in Providence, Rhode Island. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
tres, cuatro.
Anywhere. Pop, pop, pop.
Anywhere.
Christmas Vintage Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, The B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and... Oh yeah, the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere.
Made on a crappy PC.